Hello and welcome to the Miguel Navarro Show. And guys, I am coming here with a new segment, one that I've been excited about doing for a while, and it is called, Is He a Hall of Famer? Now, I'm only going to be doing NFL players. Do not expect me to do basketball or any other sport. No thank you. But I do want to preface this whole segment with, I'm only going to be talking about guys who are borderline Hall of Famers. So for example, I'm not going to do guys who are shoo-in like a Peyton Manning or an Aaron Rodgers or, you know, John Elways. Those are guys that, you know, we knew they were going to be Hall of Famers the minute they retired. Aaron Rodgers hasn't retired yet, but we know he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But the first person who I'm going to be kicking off the segment with is Eli Manning. The minute he retired, I knew I wanted to do a segment on him, and I waited quite some time to do it because I really wanted to let the dust settle. And honestly, even though I didn't really need to let the dust settle, I did it anyways. So here we are. Now, before I begin, I want to give you guys my criteria for what makes a football player a Hall of Famer. I believe the Pro Football Hall of Fame voters do the same thing, and I think it's a pretty good way of checking boxes and figuring out whether this person you're about to vote on is a Hall of Famer or not. So the first thing I like to talk about is career longevity. It's a pretty simple one. Did they play long enough? Did they play 10 seasons or more? Great. That's a good way to start. Second, statistics. Hey, did it make an impact statistically? Are they in the top 5, top 10, you know, in their career in yardage or touchdowns or whatever else it may be? That's an important one, right? Now, the next one I want to talk about is the gold standard, in my opinion, when you're talking about inducting a guy into the Hall of Fame, and it is, were they a top 3 to 5 player at their position for at least 5 to 7 seasons of their career? So you understand what I'm saying there? You had to be top 3 or 5, depending on the position. I usually give quarterbacks top 5 because there's so many great quarterbacks in the NFL. You had to be top 5 for at least 5 to 7 seasons. But because I expect you to be a better quarterback for a longer period of time, I would always aim for 7. So you'll see what I mean. So top 3 to 5 at the position for 5 to 7 seasons. 4, are you forced to mention their name if you were going to write a history book about the NFL? If you want to talk about greatest rushers of all time, you're forced to mention Emmitt Smith, you're forced to mention guys like Barry Sanders, and even guys like Terrell Davis. 5, did they change the way the game was played? Very few, and I mean very few players check that box. Very few. And 6, have they ever made a Pro Bowl? Most guys make a Pro Bowl if they had a good enough career. So here we go, let's get into it. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? He played from 2004 to 2019. 16 seasons, not half bad. His statistics, well, he's ranked 8th all-time in passing. All right, not bad. And he is 2-for-1 in touchdown-to-interception ratio. So he's 366 and 244. Touchdown-to-interception ratio, not half bad. Not the best that I've ever seen because a lot of guys today are 3-to-1 and even some are 4-to-1. Yeah, you know, the more we progress in the NFL, the better passing gets in the NFL. So when you can't compare Eli Manning's statistics to one guy from the 60s, because Eli Manning is going to have better statistics, and you can't really compare Eli Manning to guys who play in 2020 or beyond, because they're probably going to have better statistics. You can only judge Eli Manning from when he played, all right, during his era. Eli Manning's record as a player is at 500. He had 117 wins and 117 losses. That's average. Now, I don't want to talk about my third rule with him yet. I want to kind of lead that toward the end, whether he was a top 3 to 5 player for 5 to 7 seasons. I'm going to move on. And at 4, are you forced to mention Eli Manning when talking about the history of the NFL? And that is a hell yeah. It's an adamant hell yes. You have to talk about him. You have to think about that 2007 season when his Giants upset the Patriots and broke that whole thing up with having an undefeated season. There we go. You're forced to talk about Eli Manning. And also, his draft. You know, he forced a trade. He pulled a John Elway. He said, I'm not playing for you, Chargers. Trade me. So, Eli Manning has done some things in his career that make you go, you have to talk about him. 5, did Eli change the way the game was played? Once again, it's a hell no. He did not. He did not change the way the game was played. He just didn't. He was, in my opinion, a very good quarterback, but nothing super special. And obviously at 6, he has made a Pro Bowl. He's made about 4 of them. So now I'm going to go back to my favorite rule, the golden rule, in my opinion. Was Eli Manning a top 3 to 5 quarterback in his career for at least 5 to 7 seasons? And the answer to that is a no. He just wasn't. Nope. I can't really think of a time. I look back at Eli Manning's career And I say, was he a top five quarterback? I can't even say top three because I've never looked at Eli Manning as a top three quarterback, even when he won those Super Bowls. You know, before 2007, before he won that Super Bowl, people were already calling him a dud. And in 2011, people already wanted him out of New York. And then he won another Super Bowl and they fell in love with him again. And then his career started to just become an average career again. Eli Manning, at best in his career, was a top five quarterback, maybe one season. Now, I understand that he put up some great stats and he had a long career. Eli Manning is someone you have to mention. We'll talk about the history of the NFL. But at no point in time in Eli Manning's career could you ever say he was consistently a top five quarterback in the NFL. You know, just go look back, 2004 to 2019, and think about those times. I know it's kind of hard to remember 2009, but Eli Manning was not a top five quarterback in 2009. There were too many good players. There were quarterbacks who were better than him. And guys, when I say, was he a top five quarterback? You have to ask yourself this question at that time. Would I take five quarterbacks before Eli Manning during that season? And most times you're going to say yes, because you automatically have to think about Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is more of a statistical monster, but we'll get to that in another segment. It doesn't matter. There's like five, six, seven other guys at a time that during certain seasons that you can go, Brett Favre, Cam Newton. Yeah, there's a bunch of guys. You know, there's a bunch of guys that you probably go, I would take five other guys before Eli Manning at most times. Eli Manning had great seasons, but he was never really top five. And I like Eli. You know, he has some of the most memorable games in NFL history. You know, when you're looking at a career, it's easy to just point at statistics and go, that's a great career. He should be a Hall of Famer. But that's not what the Hall of Fame is about. It's not just, the leader in statistics. There are certain quarterbacks who were great at their time when they retired, but they just didn't make the cut for the Hall of Fame. Two examples, Ken Anderson, Phil Simms. They had really good careers. I mean, they were really awesome. Really, they were. But what happened? They didn't make the Hall of Fame. They had great games. They have Phil Simms had won a Super Bowl. Ken Anderson had been to one Super Bowl, I believe, maybe two. Yeah, one. He had been to one Super Bowl. Ken Anderson had played in one of the greatest games of all time. And it was called the Frazier Game or the Frazier Bowl when he played in Cincinnati against the Chargers. And, you know, like, it was one of the coldest games of all time, if not the coldest game of all time. You know, you have great games like that. And you know, Eli Manning, at the same time, he's had great games and, you know, he has done some great things in the NFL. But ultimately, when I'm doing this segment, I have to ask myself, is he a Hall of Famer? And Eli Manning does check some of the boxes. But the more important boxes, in my opinion, he just does not check. And that, were they a top 3 to 5 player at the position for 5 to 7 seasons? And the answer to that was no. You kind of just have to look at Eli as a whole. And most of his career, he was an above average quarterback. There were seasons where he was very good. So if I had to give it to you guys, the answer is no. Eli Manning is not a Hall of Famer. And for you Giants fans, you're probably going, you're wrong. No, I'm right. But would I be surprised if Eli Manning made the Hall of Fame? Absolutely not. He is one of those players whom I can go, all right, I get why they put him in the Hall of Fame. I totally understand. I just don't agree with it. You know, there are certain players who've made the Hall of Fame and I look at them and go, I wouldn't have voted them in. So there you go. Eli Manning, according to D. Miguel Navarro, is not a Hall of Famer. If you enjoyed the show and you want to hear more episodes like this one, then subscribe to The Miguel Navarro Show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Peace.